Good evening. Welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay. On tonight's show, you'll hear from Irma Thomas, Sista Monica, B.B. King, along with Eric Clapton, Tony Joe White, Peter Frampton, and John Hiatt and Robert Cray on The Blues.
Wasn't my best, but baby, you know that I tried. I won't lament the years that we spent. There's no use weeping. Better this way than keep hanging on. Better this way than someday, my darling, we'll be okay. It's better this way. We can't pretend isn't the end. It ended a long time ago. Let's raise a glass, toast to the past, all of the joy that we've known. Better this way. We'll be right back.
See you. miss you. When you love, when you love me right, that's why you gotta go. Ooh, wee daddy, that is why you gotta leave.
In the middle of it all. friends look at me and say, I wonder what made the girl that way. The girl doesn't even smile at all. But I wonder what my friends would say if their world just came down one day and they were in the middle of it all. I gave that guy all the love that I had to give, and the love that I gave him with heartbreak and pain, and the hurt that I just can't explain. It looks like my life is about to fall. A shell around it, but sadness has found it, and I'm in the middle of it all.
With some of the ladies of the blues, in the middle of it all, Irma Thomas, she's the soul queen of New Orleans. Before that, Sister Monica, with A Chance to Breathe. She was born in Gary, Indiana, now based in the Bay Area, where she's performing at Yoshi's in July. We also heard from Renee Austin doing Bugs, and Eden Brent at the beginning of the show with Better This Way. She's from Mississippi and is playing Kansas City tomorrow night. You're listening to The Blues on 91.7.
You're gonna be sorry. someday. Thrill is gone, baby, the thrill is gone away from me.
By now baby, till your truth is found. As if you'd never land, don't matter where you're bound. But baby, don't look down.
Can feel it. Tonight's gonna be a good night. I done shined my tires. I got my outfit right. I got my brown paper bag. I put on my dancing shoes. Stop me from getting loose.
That was Jericus Singleton with Gonna Let Go. You can hear him on Friday, August 1st at the Cincy Blues Festival. We also heard Michael McDonald with Tony Joe White on Tony Joe White's album Uncovered, doing a song called Baby Don't Look Down. And at the beginning of the set, you heard B.B. King along with Eric Clapton, Thrill Is Gone, recorded in London, April 14th, 2005. With B.B. King's guitar in the right speaker and Eric Clapton's in the left. This is the Blues on 91.7. Peter Frampton talked by phone with Brian O'Donnell on April 7th about Frampton's upcoming concert with the Doobie Brothers at the Horseshoe Casino on June 22nd.
Peter, I want to talk about your upcoming tours this summer, but first off, let's go back just a couple months. The 50th anniversary extravaganza that you took part in, played a huge role in fact, a while back for the Beatles. It must have been a real gas to be playing with all those folks and all those songs, and actually some very good interpretations of Beatles classics. Tell me about that experience.
Well, I first got asked by Ringo to, he was playing for his birthday. David Lynch had a charity thing to do with transcendental meditation for children in Los Angeles, and they were honoring Ringo, and he asked if I would be part of the band for that evening. And there were some various different people. Ben Harper came and did some Ringo songs. Then we did a few songs with Ringo himself. So that was the first thing that I was asked to do. Then right on the heel of both those, like within the next couple of days, I got asked to do the Grammys with Ringo. And then also the 50th anniversary Beatles show. So it sort of snowballed from a couple of numbers to, in the end, I think I played on 19 songs in 1 week. So it was a complete set. It was very enjoyable. You know, it was one of those things that you don't believe you're actually doing. And we're backing up all these incredible artists. I mean, to play with Stevie Wonder has always been a dream of mine, and all these other wonderful players and artists that we got to back on that show. It was incredible.
Were there any songs, any of those Beatles songs that you had never played before, even if it's sitting around in your living room with a guitar playing? Did you know them backwards and forwards?
I didn't know them backwards. You think they're much simpler than they are. And then you start to get into them, and then you realize that they're very special, obviously. I think the one that I enjoyed playing with Steve Lukather the most, because we were playing George's part, acoustic part, was the Here Comes the Sun. That was really enjoyable to play. So, but that's just one. There were so many that we did that were enjoyable.
Yeah. Let's shift gears just a little bit for the music that you composed for Cincinnati Ballet last year. Did I read where you were recording that or have recorded it already?
It's recorded and it comes out, or as we say these days, it drops on June 24th. So, yes, it's coming out, Red Distribution, and with my own label, Phoenix Phonograph. We just came up with the name for that. That's my new label. That'll be coming out, and it'll be physically available, as well as obviously mainly download these days.
Oh, excellent. We're catching up with Peter Frampton. Okay, tours now. This summer, you'll be doing another Frampton's Guitar Circus, which we'll get to in a moment, but coming up next month on the 22nd of June, according to my schedule, you're starting your tour here in Cincinnati at a place that I don't even think was built when you lived here. The Horseshoe Casino has sprung up since you've left, and it's gotten rave reviews as far as a concert venue. We look forward to seeing you there. Tell me about this thing you're doing with the Doobie Brothers.
Yes, and I think it was my vote that gave it the go-ahead.
Yeah, I put it over the top.
Because I needed a place in Cincy to play.
You'll wind up being the house band there if you don't watch yourself.
Hey, I don't mind. That's fine. So we're going to be there with the Doobies. We're so thrilled to be working with them. I mean, I've played with the Doobies many, many times over the years. But this will be a real cozy tour with the two of us. And we're doing quite a few dates together. So really looking forward to coming back to Cincy and getting back out there.
And then later in the summer, as I mentioned, the circus, Frampton's Guitar Circus, is going to be out again. Now, looking back on last year's Guitar Circus, and I remember talking to you, it was either in midstream or maybe just before it started, you were really looking forward to it. What comes to mind as a highlight of last year's Guitar Circus?
It's like everyone asked, you know, well, what was the best guy? Who was the best guest? And it's very difficult because the caliber of people we had, from Larry Carlton to Vince Gill, Steve Cropper,
Don Felder.
The list just goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And so each night was, we either had one guest or two, depending on who could make it, as well as B.B. King possibly being the guest beforehand. I have to say, playing Hotel California with Don Felder was a highlight for me, because that's such a wonderful guitar piece at the end. But then again, you know, playing with Larry Carlton definitely kept me on my toes. I mean, what a wonderful, wonderful player. Completely different.
Yeah. What's in store for this year's version? Who are some of the guests?
We don't have that set. The main guest, our partner in the guitar circus this year, is Buddy Guy. So he obviously heard that it went well with BB. The next thing we know, his hand goes up. So we're very thrilled and honored to have Buddy Guy come with us and be part of the circus.
And as of now, that looks like it gets going in August. And August once again.
Yes, it's towards the end, and it's mainly on the West Coast this time. We're not doing as much like the last time was the entire tour was the circus. But this time we're just going to do a little bit of it just to sort of say, hey, look, this is going to come back. We're just not going to do it all the time, not every gig. We're still going to do other stuff as well. Whether we do it next year, I don't know. But this year, we're going to do some.
Hey, before I let you go, tell me about over the past couple of years working on the Humble Pie Live at the Fillmore record. I bet that was pretty gratifying.
Well, I think that Jerry Shirley and I, obviously the two surviving members of Humble Pie, it was an eye-opener listening to the tracks that we hadn't. Some of them I don't think we'd ever listened to, because we knew what we wanted to mix by just choosing particular performances and making the one double album out of it. So hearing music that we hadn't heard or never heard, it was 42 years ago the time we mixed it. So it was incredible, because we could have chosen any of them, because they were, after 42 years of not hearing it and then going back and listening to it, the versions are completely different. Each night is completely different because of the ad-lib solos and the way Steve took it vocally. And yeah, it's very, very gratifying to hear. And it was wonderful to be able to use today's technology to mix something that was recorded over 40 years ago. And the sound quality was always there, but I believe that today's technology, we were able to bring out exactly what was there, and it sounds much better than the original.
Well, thank you to you and Jerry for doing that. That's very, very cool. June 22nd, Horseshoe Casino, along with the Doobie Brothers, our guest Peter Frampton. Thanks, Peter. Great catching up with you, and we'll do it again soon.
I'll see you back in Cincy soon.
Trains by Peter Frampton from his album on 33rd Street Records called Now. And we also heard Brian O'Donnell's interview with Peter Frampton that was recorded in April, talking about his upcoming show on June 22nd at the Horseshoe Casino with the Doobie Brothers. This is The Blues on 91.7.
Here's the one and only John Hiatt.
Thank you so much. It's sure my privilege to be here this evening. Thank you.
She came on to him like a slow-moving cold front. And his beer was warmer than the look in her eyes. She sat on a stool, he said, what do you want? And she said, give me a love that don't freeze up inside. He said, I have melted some hearts in my time, dear. About to sit next to you while I shiver and I shake. And if I knew love, well, I don't think I'd be here. Asking myself if I've got what it takes to melt your icy blue heart. Should I start to turn what's been frozen for you into a river of tears? Yeah, these days we all play cool, calm, and collected. While lips could turn blue just to shoot in the breeze. But under the frost, he thought he detected just a warm blush of red and a touch of her knee. He said, girl, you're a beauty such as I've never witnessed. Northern lights dance on the air, and I felt the cold that can follow that first kiss. And there's just not enough heat in the fires burning there to melt your icy blue heart. Should I start to turn what's been frozen for years into a river of tears? Darling, if I melt your heart, tell me, do the teardrops start? Back. Walk the other way.
nothing against you. Now don't get me wrong, if I don't call, if I don't write or let you hear from me at all, if I pull my shades when you knock on the door, hear me weep and moan. Oh, it's hard enough just trying to face the day. So I don't need none of that. Sorry and all that crap. Just go away. Don't take offense when I turn you down. But since she's been gone, I don't want anyone around. Just don't be worried about me. I know what I'm doing. Just leave me alone to myself for a while. And believe me, it's nothing against you.
Nothing Against You by Robert Cray from Sweet Potato Pie, and John Hyatt's Icy Blue Heart, recorded live in Austin, Texas, 1993. John Hyatt's touring this summer with his combo, and Robert Cray And they're coming to the Taft Theater on Tuesday, July 1st. You've been listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. I'm Lee Hay.